Well, good evening. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next couple of hours, are going to be the views of our good friend Joe Schimmel, who is actually a television producer. He does this, and he's actually produced some excellent DVDs, certainly one that we carry, a number of them we carry, but, of course, my favorite is They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, and then, of course, the Da Vinci Con. That's the Da Vinci Con, and of course, if you want to get the list of it, his products, why, you can give us a call at our 800 number. But tonight we're going to be talking about a new DVD he is just releasing. I wish it was a little earlier, and I'm sure he does as well, but it's going to be going into a man named Barack Hussein Obama and his background. And so without further ado, Joe Schimmel, thanks very much for being with us this evening.
It's great to be with you again, Dr. Stan.
Well, tell us now, what motivated you to put together a DVD, in fact, a two-part DVD on Obama?
Well, that's a good question. Typically, you look at the political scene, and we're not a perfect society, obviously, but we have a really good form of government when it's properly executed for a human government, and had a lot of concerns because seeing Barack Obama's positions in the last few years. I remember him speaking at the Democratic Convention a few years back, and I remember I was watching it with a few people, and somebody, actually one of my sisters, was watching it, and she'd never seen him before, and she has strong positions. She's very pro-life and, very strong positions from a Judeo-Christian worldview, and as she saw him speak, she was really drawn in. And she said, wow, I really like this guy. And as she said that, I thought it was interesting because she got on a kind of an emotional wavelength with his rhetoric. And I said, he's a good speaker. I said, but do you know what he believes? Do you know what he stands for? And as we discussed, the typical, democratic slash socialistic platform that he runs on, she was like, you know what? I need to be aware and keep in mind that this guy is not pro-life, and that he, condones the murder of children and those things. We had a great talk, and I just thought, wow, she's a pretty mature person, and she's pretty sound in her views, and she got caught up. I thought, I wonder how many people are going to get caught up if this guy comes around 4 years from now. And sure enough, it was beyond what I even expected, and we're experiencing Obama mania right now. And during the run-up to the election, everybody was saying it was going to be Hillary. Well, I was keeping a file on Barack Obama because I thought, you know what? The more I looked into him, the more I was concerned because he's, as you know, probably Dr. Stan, he was rated by the National Journal to the farthest or most left extreme senator in the Senate. That's pretty hard to do because you've got guys like, Biden, who was, I think, number three, and Ted Kennedy, I think, was two, and Bernie Sanders, a socialist, outspoken socialist, number four. And he's the left of these guys in 2007. And this is huge. I mean, we would never see a time. And whenever you had the Mondales, the McGoverns run, nobody would vote them into office. But we're at a time in history where people will vote the most liberal senator, and there's hundreds of them. I mean, you're talking about over 500, if you think of all the Congress, voted him into office right now. I mean, right now he's way up in the polls. And my concern was his connections to Islam, and there are definite connections that are not being reported. In fact, I have a lot of documentation that there's leading, Muammar Gaddafi and others, Reverend Wright, they've all admitted that he's involved in an election day lie.
Hold that thought. We're going to be okay. Back in just a moment with
sure.
Joe Schimmel. Joe, go right ahead.
Yeah, so my concern was seeing his connections more and more, and then seeing the way he, and then as these things progressed, was slipping under the radar, and how the compromised, mainstream media was not doing any reporting. They were more doing some cheerleading, like, Chris Matthews of MSNBC was talking about how this was like New Testament times, a New Testament phenomenon, and that Obama, when he spoke, you know, caused a shrill to go up his leg. And well, you have anchors, and he was an anchor of MSNBC, and Keith Olbermann, and they were more like cheerleaders. And I thought, wow, are we in a Marxist society where the anchors and the reporters cheer people on, and they don't tell us what's really going on? Especially when you start to become aware of his associations, all the way back to even before he was went to Harvard and what have you. Very chilling. And as I continued to keep a file and follow what was going on with Obama, I was really under the strong impression that he was going to beat Hillary. And I continued to keep the file, and then boom, it happened. And that's why, you know, it took me a while. It just, people are able to order our video out right now. We've got two different parts, part one and part two, called Seven Obominations, or the Seven Deadly Obominations. We look at seven different aspects of Barack Obama's viewpoints and his character and what have you. And as we look at him, we look at everything from Marxist and socialistic associations to Islamic associations to his positions on, say, sex education, abortion, and what have you, and also to the expectation we see in the world for a Messiah. I mean, we've never seen the world moving toward globalism as much as we are in this last year, especially with President Bush and the global economics and the bailout and everybody wanting to rely on the government more, and huge moves just recently, as you're very aware, I'm sure, Dr. Stan, you've been watching this, we're basically becoming a socialistic nation overnight as the government's taking more and more control. But the thing is, a lot of people don't realize what's going on. I mean, what are the chances that a man who has a very obscure past, who seeks out a church for 20 years, where the pastor is, you know, an outright racist, if you switched and you said, okay, you know, Palin, who is running for vice president, and McCain, and who's running for president, and you looked at their backgrounds, and they were connected to, say, a Reverend Wright and a William Ayers, and John McCain, you know, you found out that he had gone to a church, or he was connected to a man named, another man, like William Ayers, and he had all these associations, and this man was a terrorist who not only had done things long ago, but he tried to hide it by saying, well, he was just a guy in the neighborhood. Then you found out that he'd been on two major boards, like the Woods Fund. And
hold that thought. We'll be right back with Joe Schimmel. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Joe Schimmel is just pointing out, of course, that there's a lot of things about Obama, his relationship with Reverend Wright. He went to Reverend Wright's church for 20 years, and certainly Reverend Wright married him and baptized their children, and yet, of course, Obama says, gee, he just never heard Reverend Wright say anything that was really racist, and of course, you know he's not telling the truth. And then, Obama's relationship with William Ayers, who was a terrorist, who actually, still have bombs now. Of course, he's a professor at one of our universities, using his position to indoctrinate the youth at the school. But, certainly Obama said, oh, well, he was just a fellow in the neighborhood. Well, fellow in the neighborhood, they were on the number of boards together. So pick the story up there, Joe.
Well, yeah, it's incredible because you mentioned the boards again, and I think that's important because Obama was saying, hey, this is something he did when I was like 8 or 9 years old, you know. But the problem is that William Ayers, I mean, it was published in the New York Times on September 11, 2001, the interviews that they had with Ayers just before that. There's a picture that comes out of Ayers right around that same time of him standing on an American flag as an older guy. And in that interview, he said, you know, that he wishes he would have, you know, done more bombing than just the Pentagon, the Capitol building, and the New York police station or headquarters. He wished he had done a lot more. Well, the thing is it's not just his attitude, it's that he is doing a lot more. He's actually doing more damage than he did through the bombings by what he's doing with our school system. He has a prominent position that was given to him by Daley there in Illinois, and of education. He just went just a couple years ago to Venezuela for the fourth time to speak to Hugo Chavez, who had an education for him. And he celebrated, he said to Chavez that, you know, he learned about the Bolivian revolution through a friend, and he was talking about how great it was and how we're conducting the same revolution through education in the United States of America. And amazingly, I mean, there's a lot of connections here. There's so many of them, and they're swimming through my mind right now. But it's incredible because we have a whole section on Barack Obama. We show the clip where he's in front of Planned Parenthood, which has we show some incredible things on our video from Planned Parenthood off their website, and what he promoted Planned Parenthood. They basically promoted him for president, got behind him for president. But you know, we show him talking about how he wants to introduce sex education to our 5-year-olds. And of course, Barack Obama said, "Well, that was just, you know, telling kids not to touch." But we actually look at the bill and we say, "Okay, what's the bill actually say?" And it's extending from 6 through 12, from K to 12, from, you know, kindergarten on up, sex education that is far more than don't, you know, let people touch you in certain areas. And but it talks about teaching, taking out value-centered education and not making references to values like, you know, husband and wife and abstinence as being the exclusive way to, you know, stay away from disease and what have you. It talks about taking that away and talking about teaching through K through 12 how not to get sexually transmitted diseases. And what's interesting about this whole thing is Iris Martinez, she was one of the ones who sponsored the bill. She admits, she says, no, as a sponsor of the bill, she admitted that it would never occur to her that it was just about not having kids or having kids not taught not to be touched in certain areas. And they asked her how it was that they came to take out the value-centered expressions in the curriculum that was there and to actually have a lot of other, you know, go a different direction all the way from kindergarten. And she said it was based on information they'd received from Planned Parenthood. And when you think of how Barack Obama is so tied in with Planned Parenthood, and Margaret, beginning with Margaret Sanger as far as, you know, what their viewpoint is on sexuality, Mary Calderon, who was the medical director of Planned Parenthood, she ended up ended up getting together with Pomeroy, who was a writer with Kinsey, who was into pedophilia. We show his writings on pedophilia. They teamed up and started CECUS, you know, for education. And the connections are horrific. We actually show footage from Planned Parenthood sponsored website where two men are, it shows one man, you don't see the other, and a counselor comes up and the other one pops up. The other man pops up and he's a young guy. These are both young guys, and one was actually giving the other one oral sex. Now this is on their teen website, and the counselor says, "Okay, I just want to tell you guys, you know, just, you know, it's important that you use protection while you do these things." And the guy wipes his mouth, you know, and that stood up, and they talk about how just using protection. And this is the kind of things that Planned Parenthood has already been pushing. Now, what do you think they want to bring into? It's supposed to be an education website. What do they want to bring into our youth? And Barack Obama has, was for that bill, which was influenced by Planned Parenthood. He speaks in front of Planned Parenthood when he said he wants to introduce sex education to kindergartners. Bill Ayers, by the way, a lot of people think of terrorism when they think of him, or socialism, but he's really into education. In fact, could you imagine if he became the Secretary of Education under Barack Obama? When you think about it, he actually wrote on a blurb on the back of a book written by two men that was written about sex education for kindergartners, and it was all about homosexuality. How it should be introduced and how it should no longer be mentioned, husband and wife, and that shouldn't be normal. The connections are crazy in a lot of directions. One of the biggest concerns I have personally is not simply sex education, although I believe that's huge, because I believe the things that the Bible speaks about the most, that God's Word speaks about, the reason God had judged His people in the past was because of killing children. Because of, He said the land, the people would not go unpunished for shedding innocent blood. The other two things were sexual sin and idolatry. And these are the three things that are so apparent today in our nation. We've killed almost 50 million babies, and Barack Obama wants to criticized the Supreme Court when they affirmed their ban against partial birth abortion. He criticized them, and he's going to seek to reverse it when he becomes president. He wants to overcome every law in every state that laws against abortion and make it acceptable throughout the entire 9 months. He wants to not only make it acceptable throughout the 9 months, but actually the partial birth abortion up into the 9 months, where you actually take the baby out of the womb and deliver the baby. If you just pull the baby all the way out, you have that baby. It's alive in or out of the womb. And then as the baby's hanging out of the womb, puncturing the baby's head with a sharp object and sucking out its brains and then, you know, killing the baby. And these are hard things to talk about, but in Nazi Germany, it was hard to talk about what they were doing during the Holocaust to the Jews. It's because people buried their heads in the sand that more and more innocent people were killed. And we need to face up to the fact that our nation is in trouble. We've killed 50 million babies. We have a president, potentially, that will come around and want to teach our kids sex education in kindergarten, want to open up a bigger slaughter of our babies. And when you can't protect the least of these, the least of these, my brethren, Jesus said, you know, I mean, there's judgment. And when you can't protect the most innocent citizens on earth, our little babies, I couldn't even have him. I couldn't vote for him to take care of my dog. If you can't take care of my baby, you're not going to take care of my dog. How could this man become president of the United States?
And yet, of course, in all probability, unless there's some miraculous event, I think that Obama will win, if we are to believe the polls. Now, some of the polls, certainly the Fox poll, the AOL poll, and certainly AOL is no friend of conservatives, but the AOL poll suggests McCain's ahead, and yet all of the polls that are reported by the mainstream controlled media are saying that Obama's going to win. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, it will be very interesting to see what happens. There's a lot of concern I have as well, and I'm sure you have as well, Dr. Stan, is we have a situation where the media has just so dumbed down the nation, and people aren't getting a lot of information anymore, and people's perspectives are not enhanced by good, solid information. And the more you look into his past, the more you look into his associations, not with just William Ayers, which I think is very, very important, because he was tapped by William Ayers and the board there for the Chicago Annenberg Challenge to be their chairman. I mean, why? What happened there? And I mean, think about how crazy it gets. I mean, everybody pretty much knows right now that Barack Obama was a community organizer. But a lot of people don't realize, well, there are a lot of people do, but they don't realize how deep this goes, is that the community organizer that basically he ran under, or I should say he learned under, was the Alinskian model. In fact, it was the Alinsky disciples that had brought him up and wrote a letter to Harvard to get him accepted. Also, a man by the name of Mansour as well, a Muslim, also had a letter written by a very powerful political man over there in New York named Sutton. He wrote a letter as well to get him to Harvard. And Mansour is a radical Muslim who believes that Israel should be, you know, taken out, and it should become strictly a Muslim nation over there. And also he has a lot of hateful rhetoric for, you know, America and so forth. Anyway, he's the one who, he went around, and we have testimony we show in our video, you know, of him and Sutton talking about how he was contacted by Mansour to get Obama into Harvard and write a letter for him, and how Mansour was, you know, had alliances with like a Saudi prince, the 19th richest man on earth, and how he was seeking funding for Obama in Harvard. And not only that, but one of Alinsky's main disciples, you know, got Obama into Harvard as well. I mean, wrote a letter to get him into Harvard as well.
Now, is that the Alinsky who actually originally dedicated his book to Lucifer?
That's right. That's Saul D. Alinsky in Rules for Radicals. Yeah, the dedication page. He dedicates it. In fact, you know what? I have it right here on my desk, and I'll open it up, and it says, lest we forget on the dedication page, this is Saul Alinsky, lest we forget at least an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the very first radical from all our legends, mythology, and history, and who it is to know where in mythology leaves off and history begins, or which is which. The first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom, Lucifer. So he dedicates this to Lucifer, and he also says in this book that, because, you know, Lucifer, Dr. Stan, the first rebel in the universe, the first one who rebelled against the law of God, and the anointed cherub, as it says in Ezekiel chapter 28, he was lifted up in pride, and in Isaiah 14 he said, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will ascend above the sides of the north, and, you know, become like the most high God, and he wanted to be God. Well, Alinsky says the committee organizer is more important than the leader because he can play God. The whole mentality was usurping authority and ruling over others as a despot.
And, of course, Obama was a follower of Saul Alinsky, who dedicated his book, Rules for Radicals, to Lucifer. Well, interesting. We'll be back in just a moment with Joe Simmel. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in truly important spiritual times. Well, Joe, you picked the story up there.
Okay, great. Hey, I just want to pop this in really quick because, and I'm saying this because I think it'll really be...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866.
Saul Alinsky's son apparently had written an article that appeared in one of the major newspapers saying that Alinsky was following his father's footsteps and using his father's techniques. Now, certainly, who should know better about what's going on than Saul Alinsky's son? Where was that article published?
That was a letter that David Alinsky wrote to the Boston Globe praising Obama for following his father's tactics to get elected.
And, of course, this is exactly what's going on today. And they know how to manipulate people. They know how to manipulate certainly the media, they're doing a great job, but this would not be going on if it weren't that the people who own the media are behind Barack Hussein Obama. And, Chris, the significant thing about that is that we find some of the wealthiest people in the world, the Paul Volcker, formerly chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, George Soros, one of the wealthiest men in the world, Zygmunt Brzezinski, certainly an agent of the Rockefellers, they're all in Barack's camp. He's getting millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, much of it coming from overseas, which is totally illegal, but John McCain doesn't challenge that. Certainly John McCain doesn't bring up any of the really important things about Obama. It's almost as if John McCain is being run to lose. But what you mentioned, you had something that you, did you want to play that 2 minutes clip here?
You know what? It probably would be, I don't know if it would be better for you to play or better for me to play. There's visuals. It's 2 minutes and 5 seconds. It might be better, Dr. Stan. There's a lot of audio clips from Barack Obama himself. But if people could just write down, or they could just remember the number 7 and then Obaminations, 7obaminations.org. And if they go to just the number 7, then Obama Nations, one word, Obama Nations, and then they put that in, Obaminations.org, and they'll get 2 minutes and 5 seconds of just statements, for the most part, from Barack Obama. We mentioned the National Journal's rating, a couple of things like that, but we let Barack Obama say pretty much everything. And there's like 8 different issues that come up there that there's no 2 minutes on Barack Obama like that. If somebody wants somebody else or wants people to understand what his positions are, they can clue them in, and that 2 minutes will go like 20 seconds.
No, of course, is that a YouTube or what is it?
It's a YouTube video. They'll end up on our site. In fact, they'll be able to order the first part one, for free. 2 hours of video on Barack Obama, in depth, eye popping, jaw dropping video of, you know, in his own words so often, and then going into the people that are around him on various issues, 7 different abominations we talk about, and part one is for free. And sometimes when somebody sees a free video, they're thinking maybe 10, 15 minutes. Hey, our heart's to get the truth out. This is 2 hours of video for free. They can order it and get the first one for free. Part two is $14.95. The first one is Barack Obama's war on children. The second one is Barack Obama's war on America. The first one talks about issues like sex education and abortion and infanticide and the, you know, born again or born alive infant protection act and what have you, which a lot of, I'm sure, your listeners have heard about. And we go into depth and we actually look at what's going on, and we look at the way his campaign and Barack Obama has tried to sidestep these issues, and we start seeing that he's involved in blatant lies. And then we actually look at the bills and we look at the people that were involved with the bills and writing the bills and what have you, and you start to see that there is just, I mean, many of these men have no conscience whatsoever. It's about manipulation. It's about power. So somebody just remember, write down the number 7, abominations.org, and they can see the video, and I'd love them to just spread it around. You know, let people see. Send it to everybody you have, anybody's email address that you have, just send it to them. There's going to be views that there's people that have seen it already, and they're just like, he said all these things? It's crazy. And then people can also, I mean, it's free video. You can get the free DVD as well. And then they can also pre-order part two, which is, part two is quite amazing, because when you think about what you were just mentioning, the funding and the finances, people aren't aware. Do they think it's a coincidence that right now we are in, you know, one of the worst states financially that we have been since the Depression, and this is a time where nobody would ever vote for a man as liberal and with such connections to Marxists and socialists and even with Muslim roots that he's hidden, that we've uncovered, and so, hey, there's some real serious concerns here, and also his involvement with a man by the name of Odinga, who he stumped for and campaigned for, who is a Marxist trained in East Germany when it was communist. In East Germany, trained there, a Marxist named Odinga, who sympathizes with the Muslims, who named his eldest son after Fidel Castro. He went to 2006. We show him speaking over and over again, bringing Odinga up with him while Odinga's running. And we show him criticizing the present-day Kenyan government of the time in 2006.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment, Joe. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Joe Schimmel. We're simply talking about the candidacy of Obama. Now, I really want to make it very, very clear for our listeners that I don't support John McCain. I can't support John McCain because John McCain very intentionally is not bringing out any of the things that we're talking about. At least he hasn't brought them out at all. Apparently, Sarah Palin has mentioned a little bit about heirs, and of course, but certainly when Obama shrugs this off as, well, he was just a guy who lived in the neighborhood. John McCain, when he has an opportunity to address the entire nation during the debates, doesn't bring these things up, and we have to ask why. Is John McCain being run intentionally to lose, and does John McCain know that he's being run to lose? Why won't he bring up the things that anybody else who was running against Obama would, but not John McCain? Well, certainly, go right ahead, Pastor. Go right ahead, Joe.
Well, that's definitely a great point, because if John McCain had brought out and was bringing out, I mean, even in his last debate, if John McCain was to bring out information that anybody would admit is information that should be known about a man taking control of the United States government at the highest level, commander-in-chief, having the keys to our nuclear codes, I mean, this is crazy what's going on right now. To think that we've been fighting and spending, you know, tens of billions of dollars on fighting threats from without, while we have a man that's about ready to assume the position of the White House who is very, very very, very pro-Marxist, very, very pro, has a lot of affinity toward Islam. I don't say that, I mean, with his statement, you know, that John McCain didn't talk about my Muslim faith, if we set that aside, I don't know his heart. I believe he's more of an opportunist. I believe he is using Christianity. I believe he is using Islam. In fact, when you look at his whole history, when I mentioned Odinga, and I need to get back to that because I think it's incredible that in 2006, he went in 2006 to Kenya to stump for Odinga. Now, he says, hey, it was a fact-finding mission. I can't say for sure what his motives were in going to Kenya. It sure seems the timing was perfect because he had we show footage of several different speeches where he has Odinga come up there with him, and he rallies for him, and he gives him, you know, optimum media exposure because the rock star from America, Obama's here, and Odinga got all this, nobody thought he could win, but he was getting all this press coverage. And what's amazing is at the same time he was criticizing the Kenyan government, which is probably one of the more stable democracies in since probably the 60s.
Hold that thought. Hold that shot. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Joe was just talking about how, certainly in 2006, Senator Obama went over to Kenya to actually stump for and try to get a man named Odinga elected, Odinga being a hardline Marxist, also being a Muslim. And, of course, Obama said, well, I was just over there in a fact-finding tour. Well, he wasn't. He was speaking to large crowds, bringing Odinga up on the stage with him. I mean, here's a man, of course, who has very, very few redeeming qualities. We've heard, of course, how, oh, my goodness, the people in power stole the election. No. The people in power had a fair election. Odinga lost, but that didn't really matter because, of course, Obama, in my understanding, had told Odinga, claimed that it was a fraudulent election, challenged the election, say it was unfair, say they cheated, say they miscounted the votes, and you'll raise enough question that even if you do lose, and even if you don't have the support of the people, you'll, of course, be able to get some concessions from the government and maybe even share power. That's what it's all about. And it was all about a carefully planned program by Obama to elect this radical leftist in Kenya and destabilize this formerly very, very stable society, and to do there exactly what our State Department has done in Zimbabwe, take a stable society and of course, bring it to chaos by bringing a Marxist Mugabe to power, and apparently this is what Obama had in mind for Kenya. But you pick up the story there, and of course, I think it's so fascinating that Senator McCain, doesn't bring any of this material out here in America.
Yeah, especially the Odinga thing, because we're talking 2006, and then we're talking 2008, January of 2008. I mean, right after, it was toward the end of December there, where Odinga lost, and he lost. He didn't lose by a few votes. He lost by about 250,000 votes. And the strategy was, in fact, you know what we know now from documents, emails that were emails being going back and forth from Obama to Odinga and from his state Senate office. And we do know also that when he in 2008, I mean, they were talking right in the middle of his or at the beginning of his New Hampshire primary, Democratic primary. I mean, he had to be the busiest man on earth at the time, but he was taking calls sometimes two a day from Odinga. Because the election, he lost the election, and then during that time, there was this huge uprising, and that's exactly what happened as far as concessions went. They made concessions where he's sharing power with the other government now. So they're sharing power. But what's crazy about all of this is a defector from Odinga's campaign. He ended up he's the one that revealed these recent emails that Jerome Corsi was able to get a hold of. World Net Daily has been reporting on these and others. He got a hold of these emails proving, you know, that these guys were in correspondence. But what's crazy is there was also a document that this same defector from the Odinga camp, he left because he saw the violence that Odinga was inspiring. He unearthed the document, which he said went to Obama's state Senate office. And the document was entitled Executive Brief on the Positioning and Marketing of the Orange Democratic Movement and the People President. It contains a very interesting, revealing section, Dr. Stan, appropriately entitled Ethnic Tensions, Violence as a Last Resort. And it's interesting because in this document we read of this horrific strategy to stir, quote, anti-Kikuyu sentiments and that, quote, it is possible to trigger a class war by painting the Kibaki government as an insensitive, uncaring group of Mathaiga golf clubbers. And the document goes on to state, quote, available research also suggests that this strategy could also resonate with poor Kikuyu youth. Notice they're going after the youth, just like over here, just like Hitler did, who feel economically marginalized by their own government. As part of this strategy, the party should seek to elevate the emotions within all youth constituents who may be successful, be willing to vote for us in the protest. Visible signs of class disparity will provide important fodder for this theme. And it's amazing, it's as though they resorted to that after they lost the election. And also when I was reading that, I thought, wow, this is a lot like Alinsky. I mean, Alinsky teaches that since we're in a democracy where he wants to bring socialism, that we should try to work within the system. They weren't, you know, these guys weren't finding success, errors and so forth with bombs. So I thought, we're not going to destroy them from the outside. We need to transform them into a Marxist nation from the inside. So Alinsky's tactics were stealth, were, as I mentioned before, with regard to abortion, issues like that. Just get in. And then once you get in, you can bring transformation. But Alinsky did teach that if the case is right, if the situation is right, if the government so warrants, he says kidnapping and murder, things like that are acceptable. So we're dealing with people with no morals, for the most part. I mean, I can't speak to each person individually, but I'm speaking of Alinsky and his model. This was a man who was a deceiver. And it's interesting, he dedicates his book to Lucifer, but what is Lucifer called in the Bible? It says that he is an angel of light. He's the father of lies, Jesus said. He was a murderer from the beginning. And the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 that no wonder that for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light, and therefore it's no wonder that his ministers transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. Throughout Rules for Radicals, I point this out in our DVDs, Rules for Radicals, Alinsky constantly used the word change as a mantra. And that's all Brock has done. He's just picked up on Alinsky's mantra of change. In fact, it's very interesting, Dr. Stan, when you see, you saw Michelle Obama speak at the Democratic Convention, she talked about how she just adored her husband back in when she was a community organizer in Chicago, and how he talked about the world that is and the world that could be, and she thought those were just such precious words. Well, we show they're taken right out of Alinsky's books, right when he's talking about the Machiavellian idea, and he talks about the world that is and the world that will be. And of course, Barack Obama's saying those things, but he's getting them from Rules for Radicals. A lot of people remember the statements he made in Frisco when he was putting down those in Pennsylvania because they cling to their guns and their religion. Well, he got that also from Alinsky's book, as Alinsky talks about those who cling to false nostalgia and patriotism and American religion and what have you. And Barack Obama, I mean, he'd love to see, I believe personally, 80 million people disarmed. He'd love to, I mean, we show footage of him talking about wanting to disarm America's defense forces. just totally eradicate most of our defense forces. And then we have footage where he wants to bring in, we show footage where he talks about creating this, this, you know, youth corps and bringing in tens of thousands of youth. And not, I mean, beyond that, he actually talks about funding a military in the United States that is a domestic civilian force, he calls it, that we spend the same amount of money on that for security purposes on our streets, our neighborhoods, to save the planet and what have you. And he says the same amount of money that we currently spend, he says, on the Marines and the Navy and the Air Force and the Army, on our current military.
Well, first of all, I think it's important for our listeners to understand that Obama actually worked, you know, and was actually teaching Alinsky's techniques. And did he know Alinsky? He did know him, didn't he, personally?
No, he didn't. Saul Alinsky died in 72, I believe.
But he did actually teach the Alinsky's approach, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's taught, in fact, Obama's campaign, their website, Fight the Smears. I mean, it's funny because that's what they seem to be about, smearing. They deny things, and then they lie about things, and then then it comes out that they're inaccurate or lying about this or that. Then they change it to give it a different spin. And one of the things they've done is ACORN is all about, you know, trying to register really as many Democrats as you can register and as many people that you can get to vote in socialism, because it's incredible when you look at what they're doing. But ACORN in Chicago was taught the Alinsky model. So Alinsky's model was taught to ACORN there in Chicago. In fact, Barack Obama actually was a lawyer for ACORN and employed by them to defend them more than once.
And I think we should simply point out that if you'd watch Fox or CNN today, there were articles there about ACORN having actually presented dishonest and illegal and fraudulent voter registrations in 14 or 15 states. It's being investigated. But, of course, ACORN, which actually gets government subsidies, has been illicitly collecting voter registrations from, I think all of the members of the Dallas Cowboys are registered in Colorado to vote. Why they just simply take the names out of the air, and they actually have Mickey Mouse and other people registered to vote, and they can vote in Colorado and all of these other states. It's all being done by ACORN. You know very well, of course, they're doing that with the help of Obama, and not a word of that. And I watched my NBC affiliate this evening, not a word of it. But it was reported certainly by CNN and Fox today, and totally blacked out by the rest of the controlled media. Now, Joe, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you. You mentioned, of course, you're going to give them a free video. You mentioned, of course, the trailer they can get at 7 Obominations. Is that number 7 or spelled out 7?
Number 7.
Number 7, Obominations.com.
No, .org.
.org?
Uh-huh.
All right, fine. But how can they actually get your free video?
Yeah, they could go to 7obominations.org, and when it opens up, they'll see the two-minute trailer showing what's in part 1 and 2, and it's way beyond that. And then they can, right there, they'll see where they could order part 1 and get a free copy of it. And we'd love to get it out. We want to get it out. And they could pre-order part 2. Part 2 is even more stunning than part 1. But part 1 is amazing because they're going to see a lot more. It's not just about Barack Obama. They're going to learn. I mean, it's just for Planned Parenthood. The information on Planned Parenthood in part 1 is just staggering. But we look at the big picture. So we look at the big picture. For instance, think of the big picture with regard to ACORN. ACORN, as you mentioned, they registered the whole starting lineup of the Dallas Cowboys, as you mentioned. There's a 7-year-old boy that was registered. There are several people that worked for ACORN that went to prison because, you know, they spent hours and hours in the library just copying names from the yellow pages and what have you, and registering people right out of phone books. And sometimes, you know, they'd register the same person over and over and over and over and over again with different social security numbers. I just read today that there's an ACORN stamp on a registration of Mickey Mouse, you know, which, I mean, this is crazy what's going on. But it's crazy when you think of this as well. In the mid-90s, ACORN was involved in putting pressure on banks to give out these loans that couldn't get paid back, along with other community groups and liberal and socialistic groups. They were the ones putting pressure on all these different, you know, these all kinds of different banks and what have you, to give out these loans that were going to put us, harm us more and more as a nation. And they actually went during that time to, there were conservatives that were trying to, bring forth laws that would, you know, make it so that we weren't giving out these loans that would come back to hurt us later as a nation. They sure have. I mean, they've really hurt us. And Newt Gingrich was about to speak, and they stormed the meeting. And Acorn State stormed the meeting, and they took over the head table and cut him off, and a couple congressmen took off running. And then a little bit after that, when they were having a hearing, they disrupted the hearing. They come in with bullhorns and things like that. So the pressure that was put upon banks, I mean, they'll circle the table at a bank like the mafia and just, you know, like stand there and put pressure on these people, bug them personally to give out the, and so these loans have been given out. They put our country in this incredible position. And what's incredible, the very agitation techniques in Chicago that Alinsky was teaching and were practiced by Acorn, the very Acorn that Obama was associated with, got us in this huge mess, along with something else I think is very important to understand. Is our economy has been teetering. Now, we've had some, you know, growth up until this last year economically in some ways, and pretty great growth as far as people borrowing and buying and what have you. But this is what's interesting. Why this year, right before the election, do we end up in a situation where everything just turns to the extent where people are just will fall in love with the word change and not look at what kind of change it will ultimately bring, and vote in a guy who is to the left of socialists? How's that going to happen? What's interesting, that OPEC, you know, the Arabic nations, the Muslim nations that run, you know, OPEC, they were in collusion, as you know very well, I'm sure, Dr. Stan, to, you know, hiking up the price of oil to enormous amounts that put such a strain on our economy, which was already feeble, and we've spent so much money and everything else through the Bush administration, and we're already feeble. And whether the bailouts or whether, I'm sorry, the mortgages and the risky loans and everything had kicked in or not by that time, just because of what OPEC had done, all these Muslim nations, just that alone had put such a strain on the economy that people, you know, they stopped this growing economy up until, you know, last year or the beginning of this year. All of a sudden the strain of, you know, when people have been buying and selling and all these different things and what have you, all of a sudden they slowed down. Everybody saw the gas prices just shoot up enormously, and a lot of people that would have normally bought said, oh, we can't do it. And that just, I think, pushed us over the edge. And so I think it's kind of interesting that it was the Muslim nations that played a huge role in the economic crisis that we have right now, as well as a lot of people, corrupt people in Wall Street, who are also connected to Barack Obama, along with Acorn. I mean, all of this is in concert, and I don't believe Barack Obama is smart enough to sit down and say, I'm going to plan all this out. I don't believe that. I'm a strong Christian believer. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe what his word says. And his word says that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places, that there is a spiritual battle afoot. And I believe there's things happening in the spiritual world that people don't see. And now the world, our nation, is at a state where we're going to allow a man whose own brother, and we play the audio of his brother, being interviewed by Israeli radio, his Muslim brother, talking about how, his brother, or his brother Barack Obama, he'll do a good job. And Israel doesn't have to be too worried, he says, because of his Muslim background. Now that's his, we play the audio of him in the interview saying that. We show evidence from, his own, neighborhood, his own, principal, his own teachers that, you know, we show evidence from the New York Times. You know, the New York Times interviewer interviewing Barack Obama, and he says, Barack told me one of the prettiest sounds on earth is the Muslim call to prayer in the evening. And then he said that in a near perfect accent, he quoted the beginning of the prayer to me, you know. And how could a Christian say, you know, that one of the prettiest sounds to him is a prayer to a God who says he has no son? Allah claims that he has no son. Muhammad claimed that he was, you know, the last, you know, great prophet, and that, you know, that Allah has no son. That's the great declaration of Islam. And the Bible, the whole premise of the gospel is that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. John said that these things are written that you might know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And that's why the Gospel of John was written. And it's very important that people understand this, because in 1 John, it gives a really powerful warning. It says, you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have appeared. And then he identifies them by teaching that Jesus Christ and the Father, that Jesus Christ is not the Son of the Father. And so the Bible warns about this Antichrist spirit that comes in a false religious system, but is actually antagonistic toward Israel, antagonistic toward genuine Christianity. Barack Obama says Jesus Christ is not necessary for salvation. We show this to, we play audio tape of him saying, Chicago Tribune, him saying there's many ways to be saved, many ways to get to heaven.
Many ways to heaven, of course, that's the antithesis of the teaching of Christianity. Well, we'll be back here in just a moment with Joe Schimmel, and certainly this is an important issue. Remember, you go to 7abominations.org, 7abominations.org, to get the free video. Well, Joe, is that a video or is that a DVD that you're offering?
It's a DVD.
Okay, fine. And so now when will it be available? Certainly, it's just coming out.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us,
866- In a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield. We do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and standing with us and getting our information and getting this information out across America, because America is under attack today. It's under attack, not from without, but from within, by powerful spiritual forces that are working within our political system and within our educational system and within our financial system at the highest levels of our government. Now, if you doubt what I say, why, we have a little pamphlet that's put out or by the Lucius Trust. It used to be, of course, the Lucifer Publishing House. The Lucifer Publishing House, and basically it's entitled The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. And of course, they asked us to help distribute it, so we're doing all we can. Of course, they've taken it down since they knew we were distributing it. They've even altered it, but we have the original, and we'll be glad to make it available for you. If you just to get into the other items we mentioned, why just give it, ask for the Workings of the Spiritual Hierarchy. Now, to really understand what's going on, you need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or see the DVD, but the book really will give you all the sources of reference so you can look them up, and you'll find out that there really are Luciferian organizations right here in the United States, some of the most powerful organizations in our country. And some of those powerful people are affiliated with these Luciferian organizations. And they all interlock in a common desire for a new world order, a new world government, a new world religion, the destruction of Christianity, which is why they took God and prayer out of our schools and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. You must understand, there are people who hate Christianity, and some of them belong to these powerful organizations, and that's why they are on the Supreme Court. That is why they are working at the highest levels of our government. And once you understand that, it all makes sense. So you need my book on the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need my talk on the Forbidden Secret, and it's available on DVD. And that, of course, you need to get the syllabus that goes with that. You need my talk on the planned police state and the syllabus that goes with that. You need, of course, to see the DVDs on the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and then, of course, on the Riddles in Stone put out by Chris Pinto, who's worked in the past with Joe. And then, of course, you need, of course, to get Joe's excellent DVDs on the Da Vinci Con, which goes into the Gnostic faith, which is the fundamental faith of the people who are intent upon destroying us. And then, of course, you need, of course, to get his DVD, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. And then, of course, remember our number. It's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then remember, this week from Sunday on the 26th of October, we're going to have an all-day seminar, and we're bringing in Dr. Russell Blaylock to talk on medical issues, Johanna Michelson to talk about the spiritual issues. She was a medium. She was in contact with the beings from the other dimension, and she saw so many frank miracles with psychic surgery, and she was being trained to be this psychic surgeon. Until, of course, you realized it was demonic. And then we're going to have Patrick Wood talking on financial matters. Michael Shaw will be there talking about sustainable development. I'll be talking about oil and the oil crisis and how it was used to precipitate the financial crisis we're in today. So you're going to have reservations because we're serving lunch, and you're going to have to get them in this week. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. This is going to be held at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. We'll be opening the doors somewhere between 7:45 and 8:00, and we'll be going until 5 or 5:30 in the evening. I do hope you can make it, and please bring others, especially if they're skeptical. Again, the telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And believe me, we really are filling up fast. And so please pray for America. Pray for revival, pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the story, behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Joe Schimmel. And Joe is here talking about the new DVDs he's put together on the abominations. And, of course, this is a takeoff on abomination. But basically, people must understand that we have a man running for political office, Barack Hussein Obama, who, of course, is totally deceitful, who has really, really many messianic qualities. He says charismatic. He's got a nice smile. He says what people want. After all, don't we want change? Do we want a better life? Wouldn't we like to have tax cuts? Of course, he's not going to do this. He is a product of the establishment. They ran him. They're giving him the money. Of course, he's getting a free pass on all of his radical background from the controlled media. And you have to ask yourself why they're doing that. And then, of course, on the other side, we've got John McCain, who, of course, betrayed his country, made propaganda films when he was a prisoner of the North Vietnamese. Isn't it interesting? Nobody brings that out, and you can go up on the Internet and type in, you know, John McCain propaganda films for the North Vietnamese. We don't talk about that sort of thing. The real things, they really couldn't have found two worse candidates to run. Neither one of them are pro-American, and you have to understand that because, of course, the people who finance both sides have a different agenda. Their loyalty is not to America, but to this internationalist dream. Well, with that as the background, Joe, you go right ahead and pick up the story.
Yeah, I was saying that Barack Obama, if you consider the bigger picture, that's what we try to do. We look at the bigger picture. We look at a bunch of the issues, the trees, so to speak, and then we also look at the forest, and we look at his upbringing, and we look at him being brought up by a mother who was quite humanistic. He mentions that she was very humanistic and what have you. At the same time, she was more along the lines of the New Age because she would have the Quran as well as the Bible and Hindu books. And, you know, she was, you know, coming out of the whole hippie era and what have you. And he was basically brought up kind of eclectic when it comes to his spirituality. A lot of people make a lot about the Islamic roots that the media has denied, and they're certainly there to a degree. And I look at him, I don't know his heart. I do know that he's extremely opportunistic. I know what he says, and I know we need to look at what he says, especially since he's running for president of the United States. And I think people need to, I think people need to remember, especially because there's this whole thing about race, the words of Martin Luther King. These are words that you and I would agree with Dr. Stan from Martin Luther King, where he said he dreamed of a time where his four little children would live in a nation where they could grow up and not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And I wish people would judge, do just what Dr. King said, and judge him and others like McCain and the rest, not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I voted for last couple of presidential elections, I voted for a black man. And the reason I did wasn't because he was black, but because he stood for the very principles that I believe are proper and right and good. He stood for the protection of the nation. He stood for the sovereignty of the nation and against globalism. He stood for life and protecting children in the womb. He stood for marriage and different things that I believe are incredibly important in our nation. And when it comes to Barack Obama, for the very reasons I voted for one black man, I could never vote for Barack Obama. And I'm heartbroken because, as I mentioned before, when you look at Alinsky's ideals, you look at his teachings, and you keep in mind that Barack Obama, as a community organizer, he was a student of Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. All right, go right ahead, Joe.
All right. Right. Thanks, Dr. Stan. I just think it's so important that people realize, they look at the roots. When they see things going on, they don't really put the pieces together, the puzzle. And there's puzzle pieces that really shake them, and they're like, this doesn't seem right. Something doesn't set right. But when you start to see how they fit together, it becomes far more ominous than we would ever imagine. It becomes positively chilling. I mean, people, they look at what Barack Obama said in Frisco about certain Americans who cling to their guns and religion and what have you. And he basically said in the context, because they're not being taken care of good enough by the government. You know, his answer is really big government and what have you, and really it's ultimately control of the people. And the reason I mentioned a few moments ago, Dr. Stan, that he has a plan where he says he wants to create a domestic civilian force made up largely of youth that's funded with the same amount of money that funds the Navy, the Marines, and the Air Force and the Army. I mean, that's about $500 billion. I mean, that's a lot of money. He wants to have a civilian force to police the United States of America. I mean, we have police officers, we have sheriffs, we have marshals, we have... why do we need these? And I personally believe he wants to bring in a big brother type system. And I believe he doesn't like people clinging to their guns or their religion, and he would rather have them depend upon him and government. And he has a socialistic mindset. But when people see William Ayers, his buddy William Ayers, who he is good friends with, who launched his career, his little career at his home, when they see William Ayers, and we show William Ayers standing on an American flag, just under, trampled underfoot as an older man, and we document his socialistic and communist views and what have you, when you think what is going on with him and Ayers and how they are together serving on boards that are distributing millions and millions of dollars to propagate socialistic educational ideals. William Ayers is still terrorizing the United States of America. He's just not doing it with bombs. And Barack Obama has been his partner in bringing in this socialistic mindset. So people see that part, and they say, okay, wow, there's something going on there. They see Ayers standing on a flag. They see that Ayers bombed the Pentagon, the Capitol building, and what have you. Then they see Barack Obama not... you know, putting his hand over his heart at certain times. Certainly did it at certain times. Other times it's like, well, you know, he is there with Hillary on stage and other prominent politicians, and he's the one with his hands down. And that wouldn't mean a whole lot, maybe. Maybe, you know, he just didn't think about it until he doesn't want to wear an American flag pin as well. And I don't say everybody's got to salute the flag and everybody's got to wear a flag pin, but if you're running for the United States of America, and you have friends that have a disdain for America, and you admit that you were mentored in part by...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, we're talking with Pastor Joe Schimmel, and pointing out, of course, that there are many times when their pictures are taken, they play the national anthem, for instance, and of course, there's Obama, but he won't put his hand over his heart. He won't wear a pin, an American flag pin. You would think he would try to convince people that he believed in America, but obviously he has a different agenda. And of course, the really fascinating thing is some of the most wealthy and powerful people in the United States Barack Hussein Obama, who is a hardcore socialist. I mean, he has been judged by independent sources as the most left-wing radical politicians, a frank socialist. I mean, he's in the left of people who openly admit they're part of the Socialist Party. So why are so many people of great wealth and influence backing Obama? Well, you must understand that socialism is a sincere, benevolent, idealistic theory of helping the common man, but it's really a power structure. And, of course, our society limits the power of government so men could be free. Under socialism, all power is given to the government. There will be a ruling class, and, of course, the people of great wealth will buy and sell the politicians, who can readily be influenced to go along with whatever they're told. And if not, they'll just simply put them in prison, trump up charges against them, and humiliate them and destroy their reputation, plant people in their offices as they did with Traficant, and suddenly send a man like George Hansen, Congressman George Hansen, to prison for 10 years and torture him because, of course, he objected what was going on, and he told people what was really going on. You have to understand that they do plant people in the congressman's offices, which is against the law, but then, of course, they plant them in conservative organizations. I know a number of conservative groups and friends of mine whose organizations have been infiltrated by FBI people who were there to disrupt them. And, of course, when they couldn't find anything dishonest to persecute them or prosecute them for, they simply just destroy the files and destroy their ministries. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about something imaginary. We're talking about what's going on today and the fact that many of the wealthiest people in our country are backing a hardcore socialist who is certainly not in any way an anti-communist, who's running for the presidency of the United States and may well be the next president of the United States. But you can't understand any of this. It doesn't make sense until you understand there are powerful spiritual forces behind communism, behind socialism, behind Marxism. And we have a little book that every one of you out there in the audience would read, was Marx and Satanism, Karl Marx, the Father of Modern Day Communism and Socialism. Was a dedicated Satanist, as are so many of the people who are, of course, working, pushing socialism today, destroy America, while you can have an all-powerful government controlled, really, by evil. Go ahead and pick up the story there, Joe.
Well, I think it's interesting that you brought up Richard Wurmbrand's book, who was actually in prison, as you know, for years, a Jewish man who became a Christian, but was in prison for years under a communistic nation, and he wrote Marx versus Satan, or Marx and Satan, and a lot of poetry there from Karl Marx about Satan, exalting him as the rebel who rebelled against God, just like Alinsky, the political mentor, so to speak, of Barack Obama, dedicates Rules for Radicals to Lucifer. It's a spiritual rebellion. I'm glad, so glad, Dr. Stan, that you identify that and understand that, because people won't understand the piece of the puzzle until they realize there is a dark spiritual battle, and that's how, you know, you know, the Invasion of the Body Snatchers movie. I don't know if you've seen that, Dr. Stan, but it's as though everybody's been become invaded and become a Barack Obama clone and are clueless as to what's going on and how where he's at, what his roots are, where he's taking the nation, what changes he's going to make. And the reason I mention Alinsky's book and that being a huge key, and I look at these different pieces, whether it's Ayers, his friend Ayers standing on the flag, or Barack Obama not at times, putting his hand over his heart and times that a politician would typically do that, or in front of everybody on stage next to Hillary, looking very out of sorts, but saying that he wouldn't wear the American flag pin, or his wife, two different times, saying that the first time she was proud, one time she said the first time I was really proud of America was, you know, of course, it's in the context of her husband being accepted. Another time she just said the first time I was proud of America. These things aren't coincidences. These let you know where they're rooted, where they're coming from. And now, all of a sudden, he's going to take over our nation. Now, the reason I need to get back to the Alinskyan stealth plan, which is Alinsky's disciples getting into communities by way of deception. If they're pro-life, you don't let people know where you stand, as Alinsky says. You get in there, you build solid relationships, then you can say whatever you want. And the community organizer is like God, you know. And so his plan was to infiltrate communities and get into them and then all of a sudden get the people to follow you through agitation, through appealing to their wants and coming against the government and letting them know, hey, you can have power, you can solidify. But of course it was all by the community organizer steering them in the direction of his particular politics. And this is what's crazy. Barack Obama, Alinsky's disciples couldn't get into the south side of Chicago. A lot of them were white folks. They tapped Barack Obama and said, we need you to do it. He went there and he went to these organizations or these churches. He couldn't get in because Barack Obama knew that in the black community, you are not trusted typically if you're not involved in the church. In fact, in black politics for years, if you weren't a church-going member, they didn't trust you because so many people would seek to take advantage of the black communities. Well, Barack Obama was not making any headway. He said it was suggested. He talked about this in Dreams from My Father and some of it in The Audacity of Hope, his two books. He talks about how somebody told him, you need to become a member of a church, and then the pastors will listen to you. And guess what? He found a church, and he said he chose the church, and he became a professing Christian because of the roots of that church were based in black Christianity. Well, he doesn't mean black gospel Christianity going back hundreds of years. He means Reverend Wright's church, which was based on black liberation theology, which was invented in the 1960s by James Cones. We show videotape of Reverend Wright talking about you can't understand black liberation theology until you read James Cones. Then we show James Cones talking about how he mixed the teachings of Malcolm X, the leader of the Nation of Islam, with Martin Luther King. Reverend Wright's church is not a Christian church. It's a hybrid of Islam and false Christianity, where there's Catholic, it's a different Jesus. It's not the biblical Jesus. In fact, he even teaches on their church website that that we are all gods, that we could all recognize our divinity. More New Age mixture of a hybrid of New Age Hinduism and Islam and a smattering of Christianity. What's crazy about this is liberation theology, black liberation theology. And by the way, in Africa, black liberation theology was used handily by communists to infiltrate the Christian realm, just as it's being used here in other ways. So my point is when Barack Obama decided to be able to organize, he must identify with the church. He even says in his own book, he says that he questioned his motives for going to Wright's church. And then he says, but he could identify because of the black roots. Well, the black roots in Malcolm X and his teachings are very horrific. Now we think about this. Reverend Wright has Louis Farrakhan come to his church. They give him the Lifetime Achievement Award for his greatness. You know, Barack Obama said it was given for another reason. We show the evidence of why it was really given. And then he goes with Farrakhan to Libya to meet with Muammar Gaddafi, a sworn enemy of the United States. This is Farrakhan with Reverend Wright. Reverend Wright, we show, was a member of the Nation of Islam before he started that church. That's why he has so much racism and so forth. Barack Obama and Reverend Wright both went to Louis Farrakhan's Million Man March. Louis Farrakhan teaches that he is the Elijah announcing the way of the Messiah. He's come out recently saying that Barack Obama is the Messiah. At Savior's Day 2008, before many, many Muslims, we show the video clip. He talks about how Barack Obama is the savior, is the hope of the entire world, and how he's the rock that the builders rejected. And Dr. Stan, you probably recognize that from Matthew chapter 22.
Sure, that was, of course, was Jesus Christ.
That's right.
The Messiah.
That's right. And he asked the question, he says, can a racist nation like the United States accept Barack Obama as president? He said, they definitely can, because he's the rock that the builders rejected, and he will become the head cornerstone.
He is Jesus Christ. This is what
right. They're
saying. We're warned in the scriptures, sir. They're going to be false Christ coming.
Yep, that's right.
And this is what we're up against. And where is John McCain bringing all of this out? And of course, it's amazing how quiet he is. And of course, John is playing his part, just like Obama is playing his part. It's like the media are playing their part. And the average individual has little or no grasp of the things that you're talking about, Joe. I think it's so important. Well, I just hope we can get your DVD out far and wide. In fact, I hope you'll come on all of our other programs so we can introduce this to all of our listeners.
It becomes even more chilling, Dr. Stan, and I encourage people just to write down the number 7, then obominations.org, not only to see the two-minute trailer, which I hope they send to everybody they know, but to get the first part one, which is about 2 hours long, I think a little bit longer than two, is free. So that's out, and then they could pre-order part two, which is Barack Obama's War on America. But Dr. Stan, it gets even more chilling, because I show what the Nation of Islam's eschatology is, how they view America. Now, keep in mind, they're very anti-Israel. They love to see Israel destroyed, because we're talking about an offshoot of Islam here. But also, I go through Elijah Muhammad's book, Message to the Black Man, and I show that he was the leader before Farrakhan and after Fard. And Fard was, and sometimes they pronounce the name Farad, but his name was F-A-R-D, Fard. And he wrote a book called To the Black Man, not Fard, but Elijah Muhammad, who was a leader when Malcolm X joined. Malcolm X, when he joined the Nation of Islam, he already had the nickname in prison, Satan. That was his nickname because of his blasphemy of the biblical God, the Christian God of the Bible. After he left prison, he ended up becoming a follower of the Nation of Islam and the most popular disciple of Elijah Muhammad. Elijah Muhammad's book teaches that when the Muslim Messiah comes, which Farrakhan right now is saying Barack Obama is the one, we show videotape where he says that, Louis Farrakhan states that he's like Louis Fard to us. Wallace Fard to us. Wallace Fard claimed to be God in the flesh. The Nation of Islam teaches the destruction of Christianity and Christians in institution of Islam throughout the world.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Joe Schimmel. Well, Joe, go right ahead, because I think it's so important that our listeners have an idea about...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Much of what's going on today really doesn't make any sense unless you understand the spiritual aspect of what's going on, but Reverend Wright didn't. Reverend Wright has an intense hatred of Israel and, of course, fully supports the Palestinian terrorists. So you pick up the story there, Joe.
Yeah, it's quite a... It's very, very confusing for a lot of people what's going on because they hear Barack Obama on one hand saying these nice things about Israel. One thing that John McCain did bring out that I thought was important, I don't think it got any traction, though, is he said, go and look at his voting record. And if you go back and look at the voting record of Barack Obama, you'll see he was very anti-gun. And man, we could just go off on tangents on this, but when you look at his voting record and you look at his positions in the past, even on Israel and some of the statements he's made and those he's associated with, it's real clear that there's something very nefarious going on. And when you think about it this way as well, I mean, on Reverend Wright's website, you have statements like, you've had statements on there where it talks about, you know, very anti-Semitic statements and how the Jews, you know, they basically made a bomb. It's a smart bomb, a special bomb that when blows up, it only kills Arabs and black people. Now, it's so ridiculous, but this is on his website, and no wonder he says he preaches against Israel, and he says that when the word Jew is mentioned, that black folks get scared. It's because he has preached lies from the pulpit. He's put the how to rebuild Hamas in his own church bulletin. I mean, this is not being reported in the mainstream news at all. And I'll tell you what, if Sarah Palin went to a church where they gave a Lifetime Achievement Award to, you know, Duke or one of the leaders of the KKK, and they had things in the pastor's bulletin where she was going, and they were good friends, by the way, because Brock and Wright were very close. We proved that. She was good friends with her pastor who was, you know, donning white robes and burning, you know, crosses. I mean, everybody, we wouldn't even hear of this lady. But what's happening is the media has such a double standard. They're so full of with hypocrisy and lies and, you know, just deceiving people. It's heartbreaking what's going on. This is something that I think is very sad and very heartbreaking, is many Jewish folks have been deceived by Barack Obama because he's gone overboard lately to say, hey, I'm going to be a friend of the Jews. I think it's very revealing what we expose. We not only show his brother, his own brother from Kenya, saying that I don't think the Jews have to worry too much because of my brother's or Brock's, you know, Muslim background. We not only show that, we show a number of Muslim leaders, even a Hamas leader, their chief political advisor there in Hamas's chief political advisor over there in the Middle East. We have him. We show him from we show the audio of him speaking about how he's rooting, you know, for Barack Obama to become president because he's going to, you know, hopefully change, you know, foreign affairs. We show Farrakhan talking about how Barack Obama, if elected, will be great for Africa and the Middle East because he's going to change foreign policy. We show Reverend Wright saying that Barack Obama is just being a politician right now, and that's why he's distancing himself from me, but that's what politicians do. We show Muammar Gaddafi, the leader of Libya, who met with Reverend Wright and met with Farrakhan. We show Muammar Gaddafi being or speaking to his own people just a few months ago, saying, don't worry, our Muslim brother, Barack Obama, is involved in an election day lie. When he gets elected, then it will come out, and he will laugh and say, you know, he'll say, hey, look, I use propaganda and deceive the people. Now, if you have people, Muslims, who normally, if you were truly a Christian and you had left Islam because they believe he was a Muslim, and many of them believe he is now, if they truly believe he became a Christian, according to Sharia law, he should be executed by Islam. Because if you leave Islam and become a Christian, it's a capital offense. They're not doing that, though. Members of Hamas, members of Muammar Gaddafi, other Muslim leaders are championing this moment, saying this is our time. And Dr. Stan, from a biblical perspective, I recognize that Lord God said that there'd be a miracle, that Israel would become a nation again after 2,000 years. It happened in 1948. He also reveals that they'd become a world power. That happened as well. He says they'd become a fruitful land again. I mean, I was just there again a few months ago for the third time, and it's just amazing. It says that the kids would be playing in the streets again. That's happening. However, it says they'd be surrounded by hostile nations that would want to destroy them, and that's happening. It says they'd be like a cup of poison for the nations around them. Barack Obama has described them as a running sore or an open wound that needs to be dealt with. And he's got, according to Muslim leaders and his own constituents of the past, he has plans and designs on Israel.
Well, I think we're living in terribly difficult times. We may not be able to change things, but certainly we need, of course, to be bringing this information out all across America at this time. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Joe Schimmel. Joe, go right ahead.
Yeah, we were just discussing many different leaders. In fact, I have testimony. There's a website called Electric Infantata, which was started by, you know, Muslims, and one of the co-founders of the site. He was there under Barack Obama as when he was senator there in Chicago, and or as his senator. And he said, he, you know, introduced him to speak, and we show some footage of him on television talking about how all the candidates are pretty much pro-Israel, he believes. And but he says, but Barack Obama, he wasn't in the past. He was for the, you know, the Palestinians and what have you. And he says, but he's kind of running with the pack, is the way he puts it now. And it's interesting. He doesn't go much further than that in his TV interview. But we show an article from his website in our video where he says that he had just, you know, basically dreamed about Barack Obama becoming president of the United States when he'd hear him speak. And he talked about how he'd met with him like six times, and he was always very pro-Palestinian. And he goes on to say, and this is quite chilling, that the last time he talked to him, Barack Obama said, hey, I'm in the middle of a campaign right now. Wait till things calm down, and then I will be up front about the Palestinian situation. That is very, very telling. And we reveal that. We show it right from his article on his website that he said that Barack told him that he can't be up front right now. He's got to wait for the right time. And then at the end of the article, he said Barack Obama told him, you keep doing the good work, though. And this man is against the state of Israel. So these are people that have been close to Barack Obama, have had relationships with him, Reverend Wright, of course. And then so you look at his background, even admitting himself that he was into Malcolm X and would read casually Final Call magazine, which is an apocalyptic magazine, which espouses the views of the Nation of Islam, which is the black racist group. It's not really true Islam as it started under Muhammad. In fact, Muhammad was actually a racist, and he referred to, he was a disgusting racist in some ways because he referred to blacks as raisin heads. He owned black slaves and what have you. But black folks out here in the United States have been deceived into thinking that Islam is a black religion. And I don't think Islam typically is a racist religion, but in the Nation of Islam, they've made it racist to where whites are considered devils, subhuman, created by black scientists. They're not even human. Whites, they call whites with blue eyes, blue-eyed devils and what have you. And what happens is, according to James Cones, keep in mind, James Cones is the man who helped develop the Nation of Islam, not the Nation of Islam, but black liberation theology in the 1960s by bringing the teachings from Malcolm X over of black power with Martin Luther King. According to Cones, if God does not...
Hold that thought right there. Hold that thought, please. Well, this is Dr. Stan. First, Joe was just going into the racism that exists today in Sydney, how the Nation of Islam is a racist organization, and yet Barack Obama has been deeply involved with this and supportive of it and worked with people from the Nation of Islam. And, of course, John McCain never brings up any of these issues. Oh, my goodness, it's just a difference in philosophy between me and certainly Obama, Senator Obama. He's a very fine man. We really like him. We just have differences in philosophy. And, of course, if you look at their philosophy, the philosophy of McCain and Obama is just about the same. They're both globalists. Both Obama and McCain certainly supported the government bailout of the big banks. I mean, they weren't concerned that the little guys are going to lose their homes and their through foreclosure. No, it was all about the big banks. Obama's voting record and McCain's voting record is very, very similar. Perhaps McCain may be able to point to the fact that in many instances he's voted pro-life. But in many instances, you know, his voting record is the far left. In fact, Sidney, many times you couldn't tell whether he was a Republican or a Democrat. Certainly he is not, does not represent the positions of America. He's certainly not in favor of limiting illegal immigration. Both Obama and McCain are in favor of unrestricted immigration. Neither one of the candidates is in favor of having English as the language of our country. I believe, of course, that when it comes to the gun issue, McCain can say what he wishes, but he's very, very liberal in many other issues. How does McCain stand as far as guns? Do you know, Joe?
You know what? I haven't seen his view on guns, and this has been a tough election for me. I've admit, you know, I don't, when people ask me who I'm voting for, I'm not sure yet. You know, I voted for Alan Keyes a couple times in the past, and because, you know, he's a black man. In fact, he's, as far as race goes, he's twice as black as Barack Obama. He's got a black mother and a black father, and but I voted for him because of his positions. I mean, I'm, as a pastor, I'm in a, it's funny because in the area I'm in, we, our fellowship, we have a lot of black folks in our fellowship, and some of my, you know, the closest people I'm close, in fact, there's a lot of people that are in our video that we interview that are black folks that have a really hard time with Barack Obama, not because of, obviously because he's black, because they're black, but because he's duping the black folks. He's duping the black people. He went into Chicago to organize black folks under his power, under the Alinskian model, to bring forth his socialistic views, to help out his political career, and he was a foreigner to that community, and he came in claiming to be a Christian, at the same time finding a church where he would best fit, and the church he best fit in was a church that had Islamic ties, and these Islamic ties are huge right now because Muslims have helped him in a great, we show people organizing over in the Middle East to get the vote out, and contacting Americans via the internet to vote for Barack Obama. This is quite crazy when you realize all the support he's getting and how many millions and millions of dollars he's received from overseas in the small gifts, you know, $200 gifts and what have you. How much we really don't know, but he has, I mean, he's still spending like crazy. He has a ton of money to spend, and as you mentioned, Dr. Stan, why are, I mean, when you look at who's behind him, and you mentioned several power brokers, money, you know, money men, and then you look at the Muslim community behind him, then you look at the communists and socialists that are behind him, and we show his office, his campaign office for him, a voluntary campaign office for Barack Obama being opened in Houston, and I think it's Fox News is there, and they're celebrating the grand opening of this Barack Obama campaign office, and we show the receptionist, and behind her is a huge Cuban flag, like, it's like the size of the wall almost, and Che Guevara is the murderer, Che Guevara, the communist rebel who, you know, I mean, think of what happened in South and Central America, how many people died because of their revolution. When you think about that, and the kind of people that are supporting him, that should tell us a whole lot. You know, that should tell us a lot. Right now, of course, he wants to get the moderate vote, so he's been talking about family values and talking about issues of life and you know, I mean,
he's even talking about the tax cuts, you know, for the middle class. I mean, does anybody honestly believe that there's any way he can give tax cuts to the middle class? Our government is bankrupt. There is no way that they can have tax cuts. But, of course, both candidates are talking about cutting taxes. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that it's all a fraud. They can say whatever they want to. It's like the Democratic Party platform or the Republican Party platform. They're words on a piece of paper that, of course, have no significance at all. And, of course, people have forgotten that when Franklin Delano Roosevelt ran for the presidency in 1932, as a Democrat, he was in favor of solid money, doing away with the Federal Reserve System, gold-backed currency, and, of course, cutting back on big government spending and cutting back on government regulations. And as soon as he got in the office, he did a 180-degree shift, and he went far to the left of the liberal, his liberal opponent, who was Herbert Hoover. Remember, Herbert Hoover was a left-wing Republican. The Republican Party was left-wing. People have forgotten that. It was the Democrat Party was conservative. Huh. And of course, immediately within 24 hours suddenly there was a 180-degree shift, and people do not understand that FDR didn't do anything he'd promised. Why would we anticipate that Obama would do anything he's promised? Words are simply used to deceive the sheeple, but of course, it's really all about power. That's what it was with FDR. That's what it was with Obama. And I'm not saying it wouldn't be the same thing with McCain, because I think that he's certainly the most liberal Republican in the United States Senate today. Go right ahead.
Well, yeah, it's definitely disconcerting. We don't have a lot of great choices. It's a real problem when we look at, you talk about taxes, and how is he going to spend the $500 billion or so that it would cost to build a brown shirt civilian force here in the United States to police the streets, to enforce, and why does he need this military that's the size of our present military doubled now here on our streets? What does he need them for? Is it to stop people from clinging to their guns and their religions, which he spoke about a couple months ago. I'm really concerned about where he is going with this whole thing, because I do believe, because I've seen just too much evidence of it, and I am just in disbelief of how people are so in the dark on this. I can see why, because of the big media. And thank God there are a number of people. There are a lot of people that are waking up to this. We do hope, Dr. Dan, I do hope and pray that people go to SendAbominations.org and get the free video. If they don't, they have to get part two. You don't have to buy part two to get the first one. The first one, Barack Obama's war on children. Second one, Barack Obama's war on America. And even if they don't go, even if they go and they just watch the trailer and email that trailer, excuse me, they email that trailer to friends. Oh, that would be great. Sorry, I'm kind
of... We're fine. Well, of course, you go ahead and get your throat cleared. Because I'm ready, of course. I think it's very important. We do, fortunately, have YouTube today. And basically, you can go up to our website, RadioLiberty.com. We will have that YouTube up there, hopefully by tomorrow evening, or if not, the day after that. And you can simply go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. As you come down from the very top, at the very top, it says videos, and then it says other videos, and I will be posting the website as soon as we can get it up there. But you can also go, to, of course, to certainly 7abominations, that's abominations.org, 7abominations.org. What I said to do is YouTube. I would Google in YouTube, 7abominations.
Yeah, I don't think they get there through YouTube yet. If they go to 7abominations.org.
All right, fine.
It's a YouTube embedded video. But what they can do, though, is, and they don't have to get the free video. I mean, the free video, I mean, that will just, I'm really, you know, blow their minds. I guarantee that, and be a blessing to them. It's free. And we made it free because we want to get out as many as possible. But if they could just get the commercial, the 2 minutes, and email that to as many people as possible, that commercial right there will shake so many people up, because we basically show his positions through the years in his own words, just through sound bites. You hear his positions, and we show like 8 different positions, mostly all in his own words. And the people that have seen this that have not really known what's going on, they're like, is this him really saying that? Because they've been spun so much by the media, and thanking God right now, because I've had this cold coming on, and can't believe I've gone this long, almost 2 hours, without that first cough. So thank you for bearing with me. But I just hope and pray that people will be aware. And there's few outlets like yours, Dr. Stan, who are very, very few. I know that. Unfortunately, it's a sad thing throughout the country where people can get inside information as to what's going on and not be dumbed down by the media. So I just hope and pray that you'll continue to get people. Look, I mean, could you imagine, Dr. Stan, if people had been looking at Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf and they'd been saying, hey, look what he's saying here, and look at who his associations are, and look at what people and groups like the Viril Society and Thule Society, the different societies that he's been part of that are very racist, and look at the lies that he's been involved in, and look at how he's, you know, changing positions, and he's, it's because there's a lot of incredible parallels between the two as far as his ascendancy to power, the anti-Semitic associations, the charismatic figure, the media, you know, the propaganda campaign that is going on, the incredible speaking ability that Hitler had to draw people in and win their favor. Yet, when it was all said and done, he led Germany to destruction. And when he was done, there were over 75 million, at least over 70 million people dead. And I am very, very concerned that Barack Obama is going to want to bring in a socialist state. And when we look at what happened to East Germany, we look at what happened to the Soviet Union, we look at what happened in China, Cuba, various nations, what happens is there's all these promises, the government's going to take care of you. And before you know it, whoever's running that government, they begin to exterminate those they don't agree with, and they begin to kill Christians. In Hitler's case, it was many, many Jews, those who believe in freedom. And here we have this nation, one of the very few on the planet, where there's some semblance of freedom still, of religion and speech, and this could be gone in a very, very short time, because Barack Obama is going to a situation where he will have a Democratic-led House and all kinds of power and all kinds of money that was just given, you know, that's come forth from the government, that's still to be spent. And on one hand, we can say, hey, there's not a lot of money that they can spend to do a lot of damage. But on the other hand, if they use that money in ways that we don't deem profitable, or if they invent more crises to take place whereby they must police America better and must take away America's guns, and we say, well, hey, that won't happen. What happened? What did Hitler do? First thing that he did when he came in, one of the first things they did was legalize abortion. And that death mandate on babies, it was very easy then, if you're killing babies, to kill the old and eventually people that are dissidents that you don't agree with. And that's what is most chilling to me about Barack Obama regarding character. He's one of the most pro-abortion candidates I know of. I don't know of a man myself that has been more pro-abortion. We have a whole section, Dr. Stan. I mean, we have a section that it's probably about 40, 45 minutes long on not only his abortion position, but black genocide that Planned Parenthood has been engaged in for many, many years. And we show that Margaret Sanger, not a friend of the black folks, not a friend of the black community, that most of their abortion clinics were set up in black neighborhoods. And she specifically talked about offing many people in the black people group, in the black race. And we show Margaret Sanger being a socialist. She was saying long before this whole idea that we can become God was around, that she is divine. We humans have divinity. Barack Obama talks about, in his book, Dreams from My Father, about a musical he saw. And he talks about this great musical, and he quotes the line about the goddess within us, you know, on the Reverend Wright's website, that, you know, all of us can recognize the divinity within us. This was Satan's life from the beginning. Alinsky, you know, again, in Rules for Radicals, dedicates his book to Lucifer. Again, Alinsky is the community organizer, the head of the group that Obama has been part of for years. So I think it's really important that we understand there's a lie going on here, and the ultimate Antichrist to come. And, you know, we're not saying Barack Obama is the Antichrist, but we're saying this. Hey, the Bible says that the Antichrist will arise even now. There are many Antichrists, and we need to be vigilant. We need to open our eyes and say, okay, there have been many Antichrists that would love to destroy Christians, love to destroy Jews, love to destroy all kinds of people and get their views across. When I look at Barack Obama and I look at the fact that he was the only senator speaking from the floor on two different occasions at least, and we show the testimony from the floor against the Born Alive Infant Protection Act. Now, the Born Alive Infant Protection Act was a bill that was introduced to protect babies who were being left to die after they were fully born and alive. And what happened there at Christ Hospital, where Jill Stanek was working, and she witnessed this and held one of those babies and watched it die and was in disbelief that this was happening at a hospital called Christ Hospital. When she went to O'Malley, another senator, when brought it to the Senate floor, they went to also Ryan, the Attorney General there in Illinois, and he said, and he's Republican Attorney General, he said, hey, there's nothing we do to stop this. There were loopholes in the law. And what they did was try to stop it. They went and brought this bill forth. Barack Obama says, well, I voted against it because I didn't want it to be a wedge to open up the door to overthrow Roe versus Wade. Well, of course, Roe versus Wade is responsible for killing nearly 50 million people in our own Holocaust here. But he said that was his reasoning. Well, we go back and we show you what he says on the Senate floor. In the second year the bill was introduced, he says nothing about Roe versus Wade. He says he's concerned that it would be a liability, you know, to the hospital. Well, a liability because the woman could sue the hospital because the abortion didn't work out well and the baby is alive. And, well, guess what? Reverend Wright was on the board of that hospital, and that hospital was started. I'm sorry, it was run by Reverend Wright's church and another church. And Barack Obama was more concerned about the liability of the hospital than babies that were born alive, and they were allowing them, putting them in soiled linen baskets in the closet and letting them die. And this is so horrific. And if a man like that becomes president of the United States, guess what? Dr. Stan, you and I and others that speak out for truth and what's right, I don't think he's going to have a lot of kind feelings toward us either. And if he's able to implement, by 2011, he wants to implement Peace Corps to about 250,000, along with all these other different forces in the United States. He has plans, and I don't know exactly what he intends to do with them, but when I see his view about life, and he could so easily, I mean, we show in our video where he's talking about, you know, babies and he's, you know, and or girls becoming pregnant. He says, I don't want them punished with a baby or an STD. He puts a sexually transmitted disease like AIDS or syphilis or herpes and compares it to a baby. And a man that has that kind of view of the most innocent citizens on our planet, in our nation, I don't think he's going to look too kindly toward those who disagree with him.
And I, of course, the other thing that really concerns me, Joe, is that I don't think God is going to look very kindly on this country. If our country is so indifferent to human suffering, indifferent to the murder of children, you have to understand from a spiritual point of view, this is a Luciferian sacrifice. This is what abortion really is. People have to understand the spiritual component to it. It's more than the loss of a life, because this is exactly what Lucifer and the Satanists and the demons want, is to destroy as many of God's creations as possible. And until we understand we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological and battlefield, nothing that's going on today really makes much sense. Well, Joe,
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as a final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Many shows to come and keep having an impact through you sharing a lot of things that people don't know about and need to hear. So thanks a lot for what you're doing.
God bless, and we'll certainly give you a call and see if we can help you get as many of those DVDs out as possible before the election. God bless, and thanks so much.
God bless you. Thank
you. Good night. Okay, fine. Well, I hope our listeners out there enjoyed our conversation with Sidney. Joe Schimmel, a personal friend and a man, we know his family. He's a man of God, and believe me, he's totally dedicated to getting the truth out about what's going on. So basically, first, if you're interested in getting the The DVD he's talking about is 7abominations.org, 7abominations.org, and we hope we'll be down the line carrying those DVDs ourselves, but right now you get them from Pastor Joe. There's not time for us to stock them and get them in. Besides that, you get them from him for nothing, and we can't really afford to do that, but anyway, of course, we do have his other DVDs. They sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. You need to get it. You need to watch it. You need to understand that there really are people who've sold their souls to the devil. And then, of course, we carry Pastor Joe's DVD, The Da Vinci Con. And this is really one of my favorites, The Da Vinci Con. But right now, of course, I think it's important to get the information out on Obama. But you have to understand that John McCain is controlled by exactly the same people, and it doesn't matter who's going to be elected. If it's one of the two major party candidates, why nothing will change as far as our foreign and domestic policy. And if you doubt that, you need to read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. Bill Clinton's mentor wrote on pages 1247 and 1248 that we need two political parties that are just about the same so the public can go to the polls every 4 years and vote the rascals out, and there's no change in the foreign and domestic policy of our nation. But you see, we can't let the American people know that. You need to get, of course, our 4-tape set on the secret government, or our 4-tape set on secret societies, or our secret government special, to understand the spiritual forces that are at work. Of course, we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to attending our all-day seminar. It's going to be held at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course on Sunday, the 26th of October. We're bringing speakers from across the nation, Dr. Blaylock, Joanna Michelson, certainly Pat Whittleby there talking on finances. And you need to understand what's going on if you hope to survive the coming turmoil in our country. And then, of course, I'll be talking, and Michael Shaw will be there. Great time. If you're going to have reservations, we're just about out of space. I will tell you it's filling up rapidly. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV, war, because America is under attack today. And then, of course, we hope you'll go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, and you can listen to our programs there. Archived, you can listen to on MP3, on blog. You can listen to our satellite feed there 9 hours a day. Of course, Joyce Riley is on that as well. Go and certainly read our newsletters and pull them down and copy them. Watch the DVDs that we have posted. We have a lot of DVDs, and not only that, but we have a section other DVDs and or other videos, and pull those down, watch them, and send them to other people. Help, of course, disseminate the new YouTube DVD that Joe has at 7abominations.org, 7abominations.org, and help us get the truth out. And then pray for America, pray for revival, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because we truly are involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men.